Welcome to Canadian Chronicles, the podcast that highlights the influences and achievements of prominent historical figures among Canadian society. I'm your host, Gwyneth, and today we will be discussing the involvement that Leonard Braithwaite had on the closure of Mercer Reformatory. Mercer Reformatory was an infamous women's prison located in Toronto, Ontario from the 18th and 1900s. If you're asking yourself who Leonard Braithwaite is or what the significance of an old prison is, make sure to keep listening to hear about the incredible but horrific details of this unlikely connection that is still unfamiliar amongst most of Canadian society. Leonard Braithwaite was an important figure in Canadian history, as according to the Canadian Encyclopedia, he was the first Black Canadian elected to a provincial legislator during his time spent in the Ontario Liberal Party from 1963 to 1978. The Canadian Encyclopedia primarily discusses Leonard Braithwaite's most widely known achievement for Canadian society, which you might know him best for. Braithwaite spoke out against the Separate Schools Act and directly influenced an amended act within his role in Parliament, ultimately preventing racial segregation among schools in Canada. Racial segregation was a policy keeping racialized and white individuals separated in public spaces. Leonard Braithwaite also acted as a voice for other marginalized groups in Canada at the time, which he is not given enough recognition for. Leonard Braithwaite was involved in and influenced the necessary closure of Mercer Reformatory, a detention facility that not only unjustly incarcerated women, but also unjustly treated them. The Archives of Ontario reports that the women incarcerated there over the years include prostitutes, unwed mothers, women labeled as incorrigible, and women with sexually transmitted diseases, which are all things that men at the time were not punished for, let alone sent to prison for. CBC News tells us stories from children that were actually born in the Mercer Reformatory to women who were wrongly incarcerated for things that were deemed socially unacceptable and lets the victims tell us the incomprehensible physical, sexual, and mental abuse their own mothers were subjected to, even using the word torture to describe the conditions. These marginalized women were being treated unjustly and something had to be done. As Leonard Braithwaite was a marginalized individual himself, the fact that he had a powerful voice in Canadian society is something that is important to discuss. Braithwaite understood the unjust treatment that these women were facing in Mercer Reformatory, as he was also treated unjustly by others in power around him during parliamentary proceedings. The Windsor Star reported on March 2, 1965, a disgusting incident of severe racism towards Leonard Braithwaite from his colleagues when they heckled him saying, "Vanilla or chocolate, and what about watermelons?" when Braithwaite was simply trying to raise the issue that many communities were having trouble banning ice cream trucks. It is important to note that although the experiences of marginalization that women in Mercer Reformatory face and the experiences of marginalization that Leonard Braithwaite faced in his everyday life within Parliament were vastly different, neither experience is less important or worse than the other. They were simply different and unique. Coming up, we will be discussing the tense but integral situation in Parliament that led to the eventual closure of Mercer Reformatory. The Toronto Star reported in November of 1964 that there were grand jury charges brought up against Mercer Reformatory due to the inhumane conditions, and that these charges were even made aware to the Reform Institutions Minister, Alan Grossman. The Toronto Star further goes into the most vile details about why these charges were brought on, including the dungeon-like conditions of solitary confinement, the incompetency of the matron in charge of the women, and the inadequate medical care that these women received, which were all vehemently and wrongly denied by Grossman. A few months later, in February of 1965, Leonard Braithwaite decided that the charges brought on against the Mercer Reformatory were not enough and decided to actively advocate for these women and raise the issue during his speech at Parliament. The Toronto Star describes the scene at Parliament by telling us Leonard Braithwaite bravely called Alan Grossman out by name for expecting Parliament to sit around and be idle, to wait for an investigative report of Mercer Reformatory during a time of crisis for these women. According to the Toronto Star, Braithwaite describes how instead of hearing stories and secondhand accounts of the conditions of the prison, he personally went there and saw the inadequate record-keeping of solitary confinement use, the lack of necessary medical care, and the inhumane quality of life these women were living. Braithwaite ended his call to action by demanding Alan Grossman immediately correct these conditions. Leonard Braithwaite used his position of power to aid other marginalized communities by assertively demanding justice for the criminalized women, and also used his position of power to try to understand their unique condition of marginalization firsthand. This is important because the actions of Leonard Braithwaite allow other marginalized individuals in the future to also have the platform and voice to be able to change policies and procedures that actively marginalize individuals. Ultimately, Mercer Reformatory closed in April of 1969. Finally bringing an end to the cruel treatment women were subjected to in this prison. Thank you for listening to this episode of Canadian Chronicles, and make sure to tune in next week for another episode discussing the great Leonard Braithwaite and his influence in policy change regarding the elderly in Ontario.